Hello, my name is Joan Kesson, and I taught in this Upway Village school for 5 very happy years until we all moved to Broadway. I'd say it was 5 years, but I'm not quite sure how many years it was. I came part-time at first, and it was a delightful school, lovely children and very nice headmasters. And there were 3 different ones, and there was only one other teacher and me. So you can realise it was very small. We had a lot of nice country things to do. The boys had to go and play their football up in a field, which was very much on a slope. It was very hazardous too, because the ball was always coming down into the road. Somebody had to be at the bottom to stop the ball going into the road. I used to take them for netball, which was quite hectic. I never scored a goal either. All the others did, but I didn't. I don't know that I can think of very much else. Can you just switch it on? I do remember coming here, well, when I was teaching at first, and the rector was a Mr. Jones, and he used to come every Wednesday morning. Somebody may have already recorded this, I don't know. But he always came, and he took the service, which we had in the main hall, and then he asked both teachers, 3 teachers actually, to leave. We could go back and do our work, and he absolutely held all the rest of the school, ages from 5 to 11, absolutely enthralled with his tales of the Bible. And he made it so interesting to them that they were fascinated. They loved listening to him. So Mr. Jones was a great favourite of ours. He stayed here for quite a time, and when he retired, I understand he went to Salisbury. To my knowledge, we did not have the same relationship with another rector after Mr. Jones. We did miss him. Well, I've just been asked how I did the teaching, and I can only say that I came here from being trained at Weymouth Training College, and that was pretty strong training too. And every term, before the term started, I used to spend at least 1 week making a timetable of what I wanted to do or what I've been asked to do, and a lot of it wasn't told me. I wasn't told to do it. But I did work out every week what I was going to do in maths and English and stuck to it. And in that way, I hoped I covered most of the things the children should have hopefully taken in hand. We had some pretty bright children, and I do hope that I have heard from one of them now and again, and I do hope that a lot of them have been happy anyway, if they haven't been horrendously successful. Waiting for anything else. I'm now 85, tottering on. And I'm still interested in children, but I'm really realise that I'm too old now to be of much help to them, except push babies around who don't really know how old I am. I was here when the school closed, and as an independent school, separate from Broadway, and there had been quite a lot of discussion about joining up with Broadway, which is what we did do, and I suppose in the long run it was sensible, but we did lose this little village school feeling. I think most of the children settled down pretty well. I don't remember any tears anyway, only from us, the teachers. But it was quite successful because we had a very nice headmaster at Broadway, who was Mr. White. And he was a very jolly, happy chap, and you know, we all get on very well. I've been retired now quite a long time, so I love to children, but I'm too old to do much with them now, except push babies around.